You're listening to Discovering Multifamily, where we discuss all educational topics in commercial real estate with an emphasis on multifamily apartment investing via syndication. And now, your hosts, former NFL fullback Brian Leonard and Anthony Scandariato.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Discovering Multifamily podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Scandariato, also with Red Knight Properties. And we have a very special guest with us here today, Blake Templeton. And Blake is a CEO of his own company as well, Barone Capital. And Barone Capital is a investment manager, and they have been 14 years in business and have done over 300 transactions. And actually, Blake's been able to not ever lose money. So I want to hear a little bit more on how he was able to do that, because a lot of people, at least being in business for 14 years, at some point lose money and kind of turn that into a good experience, hopefully. But that's pretty unheard of. And he's on track to have about, $100 million under management within the next year. And aside from the investment business, Blake is a international motivational speaker. I've seen him on various platforms, and he's actually the author, and I'll have him talk about his new book a little bit, called The Solomon Way. He also contributes to Forbes Business Council. But what I'm most excited to hear about, and what I'm most excited to hear Blake share with us, is a little bit more on Barone Capital and how it has a system for investors to make money, and even during an economic downturn. So Blake, welcome. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, Anthony, I appreciate it, buddy.
Sure thing. Absolutely. So I kind of want to talk about, obviously your company and your experience over the past 14 years. A lot of my listeners would benefit from hearing from you, very seasoned in the industry, and what exactly you focus on. And, I want to talk about how powerful of a system you have and how you're able to transform other people's lives financially through the type of investments that you make. So I definitely want to hear more about this.
Yeah. Well, let me just start out just telling you a little about how it all got started. In 2006, dropped out of school without a penny to my name, knew I wanted to own my own business some way, somehow, and persuaded a multimillionaire to pour into me. And he asked for a chunk of money, and I went and persuaded others for that money. And that was the initial private investment, offering, was figuring out how to go get a mentor. I rode his coattail into the real estate investment world back in 06, burned the bridges behind me, knew I had to do it some way, somehow, and ended up making six figures first year, doubled it the next, almost doubled the next. And I realized that I was in a season when the, centralized banking system was collapsing. As you and I know, it wasn't the real estate world that was collapsing. Real estate's a tangible asset that always holds a value, but it was essential as banking. It was the actual banking world, and with inflated notes, that was collapsing. And I saw that happening all around me. And at that time, we were not affected. And so, but unfortunately, I was arrogant and prideful and wanted to go, own the island and become, separated from the world. And I thought that was what this world was about. And God literally just set me down. And it was like this come to Jesus, where he's like, man, I made you so good at doing this, but it wasn't so that you could just go, throw money away and this arrogant way of life. And so he just really showed me that I was created to go help others create wealth, to get financially free, and to go live for a bigger purpose in themselves. So I really just went back to my basics, went back to my roots. And I started looking in the Bible, and back 3,000 years ago, I'm like in the middle of the book, and I'm finding Solomon, King Solomon. It's 3,000 years ago. He was the first trillionaire, and he was the wisest man of his time. And he was the only one who actually documented how he got his wealth. And he documented it and showed what he did well, and then where he actually fell off and did bad. So you actually had this practical picture. And man, so I dove into that and we started building our investments on what we call 3D, three-dimensional investments. And truly for the last 14 years, I can tell you it's not my crystal ball that I've had, but it's literally living in this methodology, following the secrets and the way he actually invested, which was, you know, it's so funny, Anthony, I hear people all the time, you know, they're hungry to actually go make money, but they don't go back to the one who actually was the source of all the money. And so the reality was this three dimensions is everything was God directed. It's like the first thing that happened in that time period was God went to Solomon. He'd just become king. And he said, you know, what do you want? Even one thing, what do you want? And he said, I want wisdom. Could have said money, could have said wealth, could have said power, but he said wisdom. And God said, because you want wisdom, I'm also going to impart wealth. And every investment he did was based on a God-directed mentality. So that's the first dimension, is it's got to be God-directed. And it's not even tying directly to the listeners in your spiritual orientation. We have atheists who invest with us all the time. They're like, I don't really agree exactly with your spiritual side, but I invest with you because if there is a God, I want my money to be protected. Like, I want it to be in wisdom. And so, so first step is whoever's investing your funds, you want them to be God directed, because I tell you what, we're in unprecedented times, aren't we?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Like the earthly wisdom, unfortunately, doesn't work anymore. Like, you know, that's what you and I are talking about just earlier, is like, when you're doing due diligence on a property, your numbers today in an unprecedented situation like this, your numbers don't reflect good, you know, outcomes 6 months out, because there's so many variables. So like, we've got to get outside of our own earthly wisdom and go to heavenly wisdom. And so that's the first dimension. The second dimension is it's got to be tangible. And so when we talk about tangible, you know, obviously the stock market, it's not tangible. As it's an inflated market. You know, it's actually called the centralized market. People tell me all the time, you know, I'm actually diversified. I'm like, diversified in what? It's a centralized market. It's like a bathtub with different stocks. It's a market of stocks that are all in one place. And that's why, you know, someone would think they're diversified, but it's all literally in the same singular place and everything falls at the same time, like we've just witnessed before us. And then it's got to have business cash flow. The third dimension is it's got to have business cash flow. It's got to flow. And ironically, over 50% of all the stocks currently in the market, in the stock market, don't even pay dividends. And so there's not even a cash flow coming off of it. There's not even something kicking back out of it. And right now, you know, the stock market is so, has had so much collusion that it's not even tied. It's not even correlated to the actual profit and loss statement of the actual companies in the stock market. It's just based on the velocity of if I can get someone to buy that stock and then I sell the stock and they buy the stock. And so it's just literally tied to emotional value. It doesn't have a tangible value. So those three dimensions are what we've built our investments on. And man, in the book, The Solomon Way, I detail out something that's really important. And what I would really call it is it's detailing out the wealth strategy, Anthony, the wealth strategy of what the world's wisest man, and then bringing it down in bite-sized chunks for the 21st century.
That is really great, and I'm sure hopefully my listeners will appreciate that. So can you kind of dig into that a little bit more in terms of that model and that three-dimensional investment model? Can you talk about the things that you know, you're implementing from, you know, exactly what you talked about in your business that, you know, apply exactly to, you know, the King Solomon model you just mentioned?
Yeah. So for instance, the first one is that first dimension is that God directed. So, you know, we've been in business again 14 years and then 300 plus transactions and no one's lost money. And it's not because of our due diligence, though our due diligence is really good. And I would say that we have world-class due diligence. And I would say, you know, that we're off the chain. We have, We have 13 different proprietary economic indicators that we look at, and we do 6 months of due diligence before we get into a market. But the reality is that there's so much going on behind the scenes that even in an apartment complex, you can't even see it even if you walk every unit. There's so much going on from the emotional state of the people. I mean, when we talk about the emotional state of the people, most people don't understand the climate right now. Like, we're at 16% unemployment rate right now. And the only time we've ever been here, right, is the Great Depression. And we're still got a good month and a half of additional unemployment. I mean, the train hasn't stopped yet. And there's good news at the end of this. And it's so important for you to understand, for the listeners to understand that. That's why when we're in a great market or a bull market globally and everything's good, like, it's so easy to like lean on our own wisdom. But the true wisdom, I can just go back into our investments, and some of the investments that we've invested in, all of our 13 economic indicators line up, everything looks good. And I have like, and we have the peace of God directed us to buy a property, but we've also had some that all the indicators lined up, and it's like, this is a killer property. This is a great deal. And like, there was no peace. God said, don't buy that property. And then flip it. We had 13 indicators that we go through, and we did all of our due diligence, tens of thousands of dollars in due diligence. And then we're like, it doesn't meet the numbers. It doesn't work. And then God said, buy that property. And so the realization is that in a good market or a bad market, we got to get outside of our own wisdom. I mean, my personal wisdom is but dust. It's literally here today, gone tomorrow. And so we've got to tap into God's wisdom. And the only way we can do that is for an investment to be God directed. And then, you know, going back to it being tangible, it being, you know, so that second dimension is like the land base, and that third dimension is cash flow. And when we actually go in with God's wisdom, our due diligence process from an earthly perspective is still way different, because we're not looking to hit indicators that would be good so we can just go buy a deal, so we can just go get in the deal. We're buying on a mindset that we want to truly be able to withstand the test of time, withstand. So for us personally, we invest in markets that are in secondary markets that don't actually have a great tie to the global economy index or the stock market, or aren't solely invested based on the oil market, or, you know, and as we know about oil right now, we've never been in a situation like this where we've had a centralized market. So the stock market has never took that big of a dip in 22 days. It took a 35% loss. We've never had that, plus a geopolitical battle. You know, where, I mean, right now, today, oil is selling at $11 a barrel. Yep. A couple hours ago, it was in the negatives. Crazy. But we don't go into a market where the people are solely tied to a problem that can actually happen to the best of our abilities. And so, when you've got... The beautiful thing about three-dimensional investment is that you've got the value of the land, you've got the cash flow of the property, and for us personally, we go into investments that the value of the tangible, the improvements, aren't directly tied to the value of the cash flow, meaning if the cash flow goes down, the real estate still holds the value, and that's really important. Because if we're only in a market where the multiple is based on the cash flow, then obviously you've got something that truly has value, but you can't sell it because on paper it doesn't have value. So a three-dimensional property is really, really important. And, you know, for Anthony, I have all the time, I run into and new investors that they want to get into the market. Excuse me, they want to get into the real estate world, but they still want to hold a hand or a foot in the stock market. Like they still want to keep their 401 or
all the time
IRA It's like, I just want to keep a little because all the rules have been burned into them. And, you know, we can't blame the financial advisors because the financial advisors are bought into the same system and they're just offering the same product that they've been taught
for years. Yep.
But the reality is, you know, if I could talk to those listeners, those who have money in the market, you got a financial advisor, you know, a three-dimensional investment is where the one directing the money. So remember, we want to be God directed, but the one directing the money, they can control the direction. They can actually have influence on the actual property. They can have influence on the investment. Well, the financial advisor has no influence on the investment. He sits in a cubicle and he's probably not even investing where you're investing. And then how that world works is he's getting paid whether you make your money or not. And there's 33 different fees that come out that don't show up on your stock market statement on whatever market, whatever product you're in. It doesn't show up on your statement. And those fees come out before your money actually is revealed to you. So you never know how much you actually have made. There's been studies done now that the additional fees, if you just didn't have a financial advisor, you didn't have the broker fees stuck in there every single year and you left the money in compounded, you would have had 70% more money if those fees wouldn't have been removed every single year. So the reality is, you know, you can't be in something that's tied to emotional value. You've got to be in something tied to tangible value. And I believe right now we're in the eye of the storm. We'll be in the eye of the storm in the next 12 months. But we're in the eye of the storm. Like we had a big rush hit us, you know, sideswipe in the economy. And you're in the eye of the storm. So the truth is at this time, you know, it is really a good season to call a timeout, you know, cut the emotions from the market and realize that it's time now to step into God's wisdom versus allowing the financial advisor to be the one providing wisdom. I had an investor the other day tell me, you know, she had about $1 million in the market. And she's like, you know, I'm trying to retire, trying to figure this thing out, trying to decide what I need to do. But her biggest domino, if you would, like she couldn't push the domino over. Her biggest domino was, I don't want to upset my financial advisor. I don't want to make him mad. I don't want to take money from him. And yet every day that she was leaving it in, her whole entire livelihood was at risk. But she literally wanted to hold out for him. And so, you know, I just challenge your listeners who are in that situation. You've got money in the market. It's time now to take control of your life. It's time now to do three things. And it's truly about activating your net worth. Like your net worth, if it's in the stock market, your net worth is what I'd call worthless because it has no tangible value. So you've got to, the good news is what you got, you got. It's kind of like at the high school test, the pop quiz came, like what you have in you is what you got in you. So instead of looking like I lost some money, the truth is you never had the extra money you made. You never had the additional funds because it was all a paper game. It's like at the casino, whatever you had, you just got to eventually pull your chips off the table and go cash it in. And the reality is, the good news is this, with all the stuff going on, the good news is this, take what you have in the market and activate it. Step one, you got to activate it. You got to take it out of the market. The number one thing is you got to take it out of the market. And now you got to go create what we'd call an ATM machine. And the way you do that is you activate that by taking it out. Once you put that in tangibles, now you can actually make money on that, real money, not the casino money where it's in, it's out, it's in, it's out, it's volatile. Not where it goes from 18,000 up to 23,000 on the Dow, and you're like, wait a minute, the stock market's at 11. I mean, the oil market's 11 bucks a barrel. We've got 16% unemployment. We're going into a bit of a depression, and now we're still inflating the market. That doesn't make sense. That's going to crash sometime too. It's held up. It's held up by something that's not tangible. It's held up by a false money, which is just money poured into it. So you've got to realize that this is your moment. Like, you've been created for something bigger than letting an advisor tell you where your money's going to be. It's your time to take action. And the first step is just activate it, pull it out. Just activate your net worth and pull it out. Step two is now you've got to actually protect it. It's not protected in the market. It's never been protected in the market. That's why you've allowed it to go up and down, up and down. But now it's time to protect it. You want to actually protect your wealth. That's the only thing that makes sense. Like, if you and I are actually going to be a good steward of what we got, because the whole reason that we've done the 50-50-50, that worked the 50 hours for 50 weeks for 50 years, was so we would have that money. So, you know, Anthony, I think we both agree that the second step is you got to protect it. And how you do that is you collateralize it. You put that back into real estate where it's tangible. So you've got the physical real estate, and you've got something cash flowing on top of it. And the third thing is cash flow. So you got to activate it. You got to protect it. You got to put it in cash flow. And then you've got this thing producing all day, every day. And so the ATM mentality, many years ago, we had a group of investors. They're like, you know what? I've made the bigs and I've made the littles. I'm ready just to make something constant. And so we came up with a fixed fund. It's an 8% fixed fund. And Anthony, literally, you stick those funds in there and it's fixed. It doesn't go up, it doesn't go down, but it pays out that cash flow at 8% fixed for life. And I show people how in 15 years they can literally compound that. And that's 217% in 15 years, which then ends up being 14.8% every single year. And so, man, the market right now is, it's popped back up. You know, by the time you're hearing this message, you know, Anthony and I, we can't guarantee it's still going to be, you know, in the 23s. But the reality is it's time to activate. Get what you have, take it out, cut the emotions from it. Realize now it's time to take ownership. It's time to take control. It's time to protect what you have, and then it's time to go cash flow it.
So Blake, so that was great. And I can, you know, personally, being in a similar line of business to you, I can resonate with some of the investor sentiments that you mentioned, like, you know, I don't want to piss off my financial advisor. I guess a question to you is, what would you say to, you know, people who are listening here that are, you know, really considering alternative investments in real estate, where by the time this comes out, again, like you said, who knows where the Dow is, where they were at 28,000 and now they're at 22, you know, it's like an 18% decrease. How do you conceive getting over that hurdle mentally? I'm going to take almost a 20% loss if I liquidate that $1 million investment in the stock market, in the S&P, in the Dow, whatever it is, to invest in the hard assets. Do you have to look at it over a longer term approach? Like, how do you get people's minds thinking in that longer term direction, as opposed to, okay, I'm going to quickly lose 20%, but am I going to get back there relatively quickly? Because that's how a lot of people, at least in my circle, think. So sure. I'd love to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, great question. The reality is that we can't talk to them logically. So for the listeners, you know, when we talk to them logically about an emotional problem, they close off. So we've got to go into the emotion of it. And I do what's called a pain versus pleasure principle. So their financial advisors created a pain, like a FOMO, fear of missing out. If you get out, you have fear of missing out on the big bull market that's coming. Is that coming tomorrow? Is that coming in 10 years? I mean, I don't know. I can't leave. And then if I get out, then I just lost. So they create this massive pain point of loss. The reality is, what I do is ask, you know, do you have 10 people? So everyone's in the stock market because they all grew up with 401s, IRAs. Do you know 10 people, though, that have kept the money in the market the entire time and now at 70 or 75 have pulled it out and they can actually show you the historical return, you know, that beats an 8% fixed rate return? And every single person says no. I mean, I don't personally know anyone. I don't know 5 or 10 of them that have done that. If you know one, well, great. Do you know two? I mean, the reality is no one has it that can actually say I did it and I didn't take the big jump and that and all the fees that the financial advisor took out. I don't know really what I made. That's really what it comes down to. I really don't know how much I really make. That's so wishy-washy. And so then we've got to actually help them realize, well, the strong emotion you had toward the fear of losing or the fear of gaining, you've just got to, you got to cut ties with that because you just told me you don't really know. You don't really know if you really made any. So instead of helping them realize, but you got to protect it because you could lose more. It's not that direction. It's, well, let's go in and verify and validate what you really made. I had a guy just the other day, he had $1.3 million in a fund and he was on track to make 7% a year. And he had it in for 10 years. And what just happened in the market, he took such a loss that it now made him at a 0.7% annualized, 0.7%. But then his statement shows he was still in the double digits. And how they work the numbers, I was talking to another lady who came into my office, and she's showing me she has somewhere about 7 figures, and she's showing me her statement. And her statement didn't even have the return on investment. It didn't even have a physical percentage. I mean, I'm having to go back into 10 years of calculations to actually see. So, I mean, they're just getting robbed, you know. And unfortunately, they didn't actually put that money in themselves. That money got accrued over time. So you really, really don't know how much you had. Because especially on your 401, if you're throwing a little bit in every month and your company maybe even matching it, I mean, the manipulation in how much you really made is so real. And so what we do is we just say, hey, every table has four legs, and let's go find the validation of what you really made, not what it says. Let's go find the validation of what you made, because we want to know. We want to know what you really made. And once we pull all her principal out, once we pull everything out, once we see how all the fees that, you know, that didn't show up on her statement, that pulled money out where they stole the money, then we realize, wow, one, you're not protected, and it's not a fiduciary relationship, and two, you need to be protected, and three, on this 8% fixed, you can make 217%, and so if you just set it and forget it, in 15 years in the market, you're always going to have a cycle of correction. But in real estate, you know, if you set it in the real estate, especially in a fixed rate of return, you know, you won't have the correction. And so it's really talking to their heart, talking to the emotions and making them verify the emotions, because most people, us included, you know, we don't know if some of our emotions are real, if they're a real tangible emotion that we should be feeling that's correct. We just feel it. And so once we talk through those emotions, it helps people realize, you know, I've been taught or I've learned those emotions and they probably don't serve me anymore.
Awesome. So kind of piggybacking off of that a little bit, in terms of the, you know, the picture you painted with the not getting my financial advisor annoyed, like what do you say? Like you said, you take the emotion out of it. You know, this is more of a long-term thing, really find out what exactly you made pull all the statements out, see how much fees they've taken. Some of them, like you said, don't even have the fees. Like, how do you coach someone through that? Because they're getting one side of their ear, their left ear talking to them saying, hey, keep all your money in the market. And then the other side is saying, invest in hard assets. It's more of like an educational approach you have to take.
Our it's a great question. Our route is we're very family oriented, meaning we like every investor we lock in with, and it's like, I love you, you love me, and I'm gonna treat you like you're my mom or my dad or my grandma or my grandpa. Like, I'm going to show you the real stuff. We're gonna get down to the nitty gritty. And we're going to break down the psychological emotions. We have to know what's serving us, what's not serving us, what's real, what's not real. And, you know, it's putting in the time to actually do that. And some people are, you know, afraid, well, I don't want to piss them off. I don't want to make them mad. But the reality is if you really cared about it, if it really was your mom, I mean, you wouldn't be upset if she left upset at you. You'd be like, man, they're taking advantage of my mom. Like, she's not going to have any money, and they're not going to be there to go fix it when she doesn't have any money. Yeah, they're going to say sorry. And so then it's like, how might I actually help mom? And so, you know, we take them through that emotional process, but they've got to have someone who cares about them through that process. Or, you know, it's just like, I mean, it's a little bit of an abrasive example, but it's like when a girl gets beat and she goes back to the same boyfriend, there's a neurobiological emotional connection to the same guy. And the logic is like, why don't you do that? Why don't you go back to him? Well, it's the same thing. So if we don't actually love that client well, even though they know that the advisor probably didn't give them all the right truths, but John is trying, he's trying to give me the right truths, you know? And so they go back to him. So we just help them understand that, you know, John might be a good guy, but John doesn't have all the facts. And you, like me, want to care for your financials because we want to steward them well. And so then we dig in and help them actually come to the real truth and drive that all the way home. And, you know, client after client, again, 14 years, 300 plus transactions, not one single investor that we've had has lost money. And it speaks for itself. The reason why you have to have a three-dimensional investment, the reason why you've got to actually do the Solomon way, you've got to actually know it's got to be God-directed, it's got to be in tangibles, it's got to be in cash flow. And it's helping them make that transition out of the market, what we'd call the public market. So you got to help them get out of the public market into the private market. And that private market is the only place that actually all the rules make sense. All the financial advisor statements of staying for the long haul, that only makes sense in the private market, in the tangibles. Doesn't make sense in the intangibles. Double down would only make sense in the tangibles. It doesn't make any sense in the stock market.
Right. So, and that's a good point, because that's why I think, you know, a lot of, you know, individual investors who are heavily in the market are confused, and they never heard of this alternative investment because they're so used to their 401k coming out of every paycheck. They're so used to, maybe they have a pension and whatever that's invested in, they don't even know. So it's from your perspective, I love what you're doing, especially with the Solomon method, you know, educating people on why the public market, you have zero control over your destiny. And if you're really going to generate real wealth and you really care about, you mentioned family, your family, and you want to know exactly what, you know, your portfolio looks like, what exactly, you know, is driving, you know, the value of your net worth that you speak about is so important. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, just friends and family, well, what are you invested in the market? I ask them, and they go, oh, I don't know, just, you know, index funds. Okay, what kind of index funds? You know, some oil funds, some consumer products, some retail. Right. Like, okay, how many companies does it own? Like, did you do research on all the companies? Like, why would you just, you know, to me, like, what are the fees that they charge? You know, do they charge any loads? Do you know any of those things? Nah, I let my advisor take care of it. And some advisors are great at explaining things, but most of the time, it's they don't even know.
They don't even know. Well, and bless their hearts, you know, it's like a blind duck leading a blind duck. They don't even know. And, you know, for all of our financial advisor friends out there, they're just in a world that they've been taught how to teach the principles. But unless they actually own the fund, unless they actually are willing to go roll their sleeves up and make the thing work, you know, like you and I wouldn't go into something if the person selling it to us wasn't willing to get into the alligator water with us. And so if they're selling us to go across the bridge and they're not going to get into the alligator water, I mean, we have to process that. And so, yeah, man, it really comes down to the three-dimensional investments. So for the for those looking for some key nuggets as you're moving forward in 2020 and looking to 2021 and looking, you know, you've got Harry Dent saying that, you know, potentially a 10 to 25-year depression. You're looking at, you know, Ray Dalio even saying, who's your guy who's been 22 years solid with, you know, positive gains in the market. He's had losses this year, and he's saying economic implications such as unemployment and GDP and the holes in personal financial financials is most similar to the Great Depression. So he's saying, you know, hey, it's not getting better. Like, shake it off, people. It's not getting better. You gotta have a new normal. So the key nuggets here are, if you know it's a new normal, first of all, number one, you got to take in that it's not going to come back like it was. And that's got to recalibrate how you spend, how you pay your bills, how you're processing that. Then in your investments, number one, you've got to activate your wealth and get it out of the market. If you've got, you know, Anthony, I have people all the time who are like, could you take 40 grand in this 401 or this, you know what, I forgot I had about 75 grand in this IRA over here just sitting. Like, they have no value on it because they haven't touched it in, you know, so much time. So you got to recalibrate. What do you have? What do you have in the market? Activate that, pull it out. Then you've got to put that in tangible real estate. Someone told me the other day, I'll just put it in the bank until I, okay, look, the banking system, the centralized system is just like the centralized market. It's all backed by printing fake money. Like today, the interest rate is now zero. They lowered it to zero. So what that means is that the bank can lend money unlimited without even having depository money in. They used to have, this is still terrible, they had to have $1 in, they could lend $9 out. Now they don't have to have any depository dollars in. They can just lend. I mean, these are the last stages to just printing money to keep the market going. And we go back and look at every empire that did that, and it never ended well. So my point in saying that is, don't put your money in the bank if like you're just going to move it from the stock market to the bank. I mean, FDIC only protects you as long as, you know, the bank doesn't go under. And we know that during the Great Depression, that's what happened. Those who are our age, great grandma, lost all her money. It was sitting in the bank. So bottom line is, you got to activate. You got to protect it. You got to cash flow today. You're going to need cash flow today. That's the name of the game as you're going into this new season. So all the money you got to put in cash flowing entities. That's the key. Right now, you need cash flowing entities. You need to start producing additional monthly income. And I'm so excited, man. My book, The Solomon Way, just came out. And I want to give it to your, I want to give it away to your listeners. Simply, you're just going to pay shipping and I'll ship it to you. And I'll share information on how to get to it. But the book is the exact details that Solomon used 3,000 years ago to become the first trillionaire. And this is what he did. He followed, was directed by God's wisdom. He literally used God's wisdom to buy tangibles and had cash flowing entities. And so, man, I'm stoked. I'm pumped. It's taken so much of pulling everything from not just the Bible, but translating that into direct action steps for the 21st century. And so excited to give it to your listeners, man.
That is awesome. And we'll be posting details on how you can get that, free copy that Blake mentioned straight in our comments section. And, we're releasing all that full information. But give a round of applause to Blake for coming on the show and learned a lot. And I hope you guys did too. Any closing words before we go, Blake, before we wrap this up here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the number one thing is that you've got to take action now and turn off the news. It's going to be like this for a while. So you can decide what you fill yourself full of. You can decide to fill yourself full of all the toxicity, or you can actually decide, take action, believe that you're created for a bigger purpose than this. And this too shall pass. When and how, it doesn't really matter right now, because if we can't control it, we can't focus on what we can't control. So we got to focus on what we can control. So you got to focus on what you do have, what you can control, and you got to focus on taking care of that. And I'd just like to provide this to you guys to get access to The Solomon Way, my book. Pull out your cell phones, and you're going to text the word Solomon to 31996. So you're going to text the word Solomon to 31996. That'll give you details on how to get it. Again, I want to give it to you free and just pay shipping. And it's my treat. I want to transform this generation of how we actually invest, why we invest, how we're going to actually make more money moving into the next 6 months. Like, that's so big, Anthony. It's for people to realize they don't have to rest on the laurels. They don't have to, whine about what they're seeing right now. Like, there's an active market about to shift. There's a changing the trajectory of the atmosphere going to shift. You just got to be ready for it. So you got to turn off all the poison and prepare for what's to come.
That is very true. And what we'll also do is, if you guys didn't look at the artwork for the podcast, we'll have that link to get the book and obviously the code as well. So everybody go text, text that number, and it'll also be in the comments section as well. So you can get a hands on this, a great wealth of knowledge and information Blake is providing us for free. So definitely want to thank you again, Blake, for coming on. And till next time, till we meet again. And hopefully, people are buckling down and listening to your advice. And, they're in a much better spot in the next year. So
there you go, my man. That's what it's all about.
Great. Thanks so much again, Blake. Appreciate it.
Okay. Blessings on you, my friend.
You too.